If there was a word of the night at yesterday's Mecklenburg County Commissioners meeting, it would have been teachers. Not surprising, since the board was set to approve its $1.3 billion budget, which includes more money for schools and a referendum for this November that would add money for teacher pay. The meeting turned terse and politically divisive, even had a bit of budgetary surprise. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Welcome.
When Chairman Trevor Fuller called the meeting to order, one thing seemed clear. The commissioners would officially pass County Manager Dina DiOrio's proposed budget in relatively short order. After all, the commissioners had unanimously approved the plan during their recent straw vote. Then came this.
There is one small tweak I would like to propose to the budget. Which
Republican Matthew Ridenour offered an amendment to cut the property tax rate by a penny.
We would still fund everything that is in the county manager's proposed budget, and we would lower taxes by one penny, and I think that the community would appreciate that.
That would equal an $11.5 million cut to county revenue, which would come off the amount set aside to cover the county's debt. Even with that cut, the debt service could be met. So what would that mean for an average home-owning taxpayer? DiOrio quickly did the math.
For a $200,000 house, the reduction by a penny would be $20 a year.
Fellow Republicans supported the measure, saying the county was in good economic times. Why not give a little back? Democrat Pat Cotham joined them in supporting the tax cut.
You could certainly get somebody a bus pass for a week to find a job.
But the rest of her Democratic counterparts said no, calling for tax stability and predictability. And, as in this exchange between Commissioner Vilma Leek and County Manager DiOrio, they wondered what it would do to the word of the night, teachers, and school funding.
It will not decrease it.
It will not decrease it.
But it will not increase it.
It will not increase it.
Thank you.
That was too much for Leek.
If we talk about taking a penny from my teachers and my educators, I can't do it.
So, Ridenour proposed a compromise.
And use half of that $11.5 million to provide a one-time bonus to CMS employees. Will you agree to that?
No, a majority of the council would not. Ridenour then called them out for changing their minds. His source, a newspaper article from February of this year.
Commissioner George Dunlap, a Democrat, said a tax cut makes sense. How large, he said, though, depends on the cost of services.
In the end, the original budget passed 5-4 along party lines, with Cotham voting with the Republicans. But that was just round one. Round two, the referendum. Should voters get a chance to approve a quarter-cent increase in the county sales tax? 7.5% of the revenue would go to Central Piedmont Community College, another 7.5% to fund the cultural institutions in the area, 5% would go to libraries, and 80% would go to teacher and other CMS employees, said Vice Chair Dumont Clark.
So it would be approximately a 4% raise for all CMS employees.
Clark then added this.
I think really ultimately this is intended to be a statement of strong support. Almost 90% of the proceeds that we anticipate receiving from this would go to support our educational system directly.
Intended is a key word there. By law, the allocation from sales tax can't be guaranteed to always be spent in the way these commissioners describe in their statement of intent. Commissioner Bill James pushed this point when questioning Mecklenburg County Attorney Marvin Bethune.
The tax could be passed, and a future board could say, we're not going to give that much to schools, we're going to give more to something else, or we're just going to keep it for ourselves.
It is a current statement of intent by the 9 members of this board, or as many as those who choose to vote in favor of it.
Right.
And James questioned who the real motivating group was behind the tax referendum.
I honestly don't believe this is about CMS or CPCC. I think this is about the fact that the ASC has a funding problem.
Ridenour, a Republican, also questioned how the referendum was crafted and who was brought in to take part in the process. He was frustrated to learn about it in the newspaper. In response, Democrat George Dunlap said maybe it was time for a little political payback.
Well, what's good for the goose is what? Good for the gander. And so now you know how I felt when you were making decisions without including me.
The referendum, like the budget, passed on a 5-4 vote. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.